WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com presents Dan Girard on Basketball, a weekly inside look into the USI men's basketball program. Tonight's show was brought to you by Mac Industrial Services, Spanky's Una Pizza, Freddy's Steak Burgers, by Hausmann Outdoor Solutions, and by Slate Printing. Now, live from Spanky's Una Pizza, here is USI men's basketball coach Dan Girard and the host of the show, Brad Klein.
It's the Stan Girard Radio Show here on WREF at Spanky's on the west side. I'm Brad Klein. Stan Girard, the USI men's basketball head coach, is here talking all things Screaming Eagle Hoops. And so happy to be here. Coach, really appreciate you carving out a few minutes on a Monday night.
Oh, it's cold.
It's cold.
A cold Monday night, but it's a blessing to be here amongst our Screaming Eagle fans. And of course, talk USI basketball.
You know, gotta bring this up first is that love to be at Spanky's and in front of the regulars, right? The varsity club fans and the parking lot crew. But unfortunately, we're one short tonight. And Ray Bippis passed away since the last show over the weekend. And I know that you knew Ray for a long time, longer than I did. But I'll tell you, he was a really special man. Since I moved here in Evansville, 3 years ago, treated me like family. And I know that you were there last night for the visitation, but I figured we pay our respects to Ray first.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ray's been a part of my life since I set foot here at USI. A great friend, great person to talk to. He made the best rum punch when I went to his house, and I missed my beer. Every night, every Monday, he would have a beer on the table. But that means I need to quit drinking. So I'm not going to have beer on Mondays, but dearly miss Ray already. What an amazing representation of USI that Ray showed with his, service in the GOVC back in the day with the community service. And he'd be missed. And our heart goes out to Cindy and her family and I always say gone but never forgotten because he was a great man.
I know that that Cindy's got a great support staff out there right now listening and watching the show in person over the radio as well. I'll tell you what, I'm just kind of curious about Ray because I know he was always leaving you a beverage, right? But I'm kind of curious about Ray. Was he ever on your case when it comes to coaching or playing? Because I know he was always at the games. I'm sure he had an opinion. Did he voice it towards you?
That's the good thing about Ray. No, he never told me what I was doing. I wish he would have. Maybe win a couple more games, but no, he's just a guy that always listened and just had your best interests. Win, lose, or draw, he was on your side. And that's the beauty of our fans and a guy like Ray Bippis. I shared, we have a text group thread with my former teammates from 93 to 96. It's about 30 or 40 of us on this thread. And I shared it with the guys, that he transitioned. And everybody remembered Ray and had great things to say about him. And, Coach Pearl asked me to give Cindy a hug yesterday when I got out there to the visitation. I made sure I did that. But, he's been around this program for years. I think they were married 61 years. Am I right? Wow. 61 years. Yeah. That's a blessing.
And a USI Hall of Famer.
He's in the fame. And he will always be in the fame. He'll be missed. I'll just leave it at that before I get a little more emotional than I am.
I'm sorry to do that to you, but special man, special man of the program, special man to me, you personally. So just wanted to start there, but we have plenty of the basketball to talk about, and we're gonna have a lot of fun. Ola Ajiboye is coming on the program as well, so that should be a lot of fun. Yeah, round of applause for Ola. He's out there somewhere. Where'd you put him? Oh, there he is.
He put himself back there.
Okay. All right. So peanut gallery.
Pick up something to eat back there, man. Brad, I cover your tab, man. Interim Brad.
So if Ola's sitting in the back, is that representative of where he's sitting for class? Is he a front row class guy?
He doesn't go to class. He's online. Everything is online. I think every one of his classes is online, man. So he can do his schoolwork in his living room or in the bed, you know.
Or at Spanky's.
At Spanky's, there you go.
They got Wi-Fi here. They got pizza here. Yeah. So just a suggestion, you know, for later, Ola, maybe. We're going to talk to Ola later on in the show. But first, Coach, let's talk about the first game of the year, November 5th, last week against Butler. You know, I was talking to you before the game. It was the day before on that Tuesday. And I was just talking about Hoosiers. I was making all these Hoosiers references. And you shut that down a little bit because you're just like, oh, why is everyone taking photos of Hinkle Fieldhouse and making a big deal out of Hinkle? And I don't know why you weren't making a big deal out of Hinkle Fieldhouse. That was pretty neat. I'd never been.
That drives me crazy when we go into another venue and we're going. It's a business trip and guys are taking pictures. Even went to Duke a couple years ago. I was disappointed in our guys because they were there taking pictures. You know, we have a great facility as well.
That's
true.
Know,
I know Hinkle has tradition, but I just never been that kind of guy that takes pictures when I go into a nice venue. I want to go there and win a ball game versus being happy to be there.
Yeah, did I tell you the final count, though, when it comes to players on your roster that had seen the movie Hoosiers?
Was it three or four?
It was three.
Three
on the entire roster had seen Hoosiers. I was making all these Hoosiers reference. No one knew what I was talking about, which was, you know, kind of disappointing. But
you probably should have kicked them off the team because everybody needs to watch Hoosiers, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's like the basketball. It's not even just the basketball movie. It's kind of the sports movie.
Exactly.
Right?
And we should do a trivia. I wonder if our fans can guess those three. Did I guess them?
You did,
okay.
Actually.
Yeah.
All right. How would we go about that?
I don't know.
Should I just tell them the answers?
Yeah, just tell them the answers. Yeah.
So, three players, Caden Gelinghaus and Josiah Dunham, right? And then the only other player from the state of Indiana, Sheridan Sharp from Indy. Those are the three who had seen it. No one else. I don't even think anyone else had heard of it.
No.
Okay,
I don't think so.
Either.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, so that was a weird start for me. That was a shocker. Butler is a really, really good team. They got out to a hot start. What are your major takeaways from that Butler game?
Well, they were much more physical than I thought they'd be. And they were clicking on all cylinders. With those guys having, 11 new players, they did a wonderful job of playing together and playing within their means. We couldn't make a shot. You know, for the first, 7, 8 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
I thought the nerves were a little bad. We were anxious. I thought we forced a couple early. And then once we settled in, we cut it to 6 or 7 a little bit before the first half ended, and then they just go on another a huge run. But they were fast. They were physical. Their guards were 2 steps ahead of our guards, and their bigs just – We're fast and mobile as well, and we struggled in a couple of different areas. But was happy for the simple fact that, you know, it took us 7, 8 minutes to score. And I remember in that first or second timeout I called right away, like, hey, as bad as we're playing offensively, we're still only down, you know, 12, 13 points. And we cut it down to 6 or 7, and they take off the last 5 or 6 minutes of the first half. And, you know, looking ahead in the second half, we lose the second half 36-32. I just wonder, like, had we played better in the first half offensively, what that second half would have looked like for us. But saw some good things that, you know, we can build on, saw some bad things we got to work on, but that's why you play the game. And we played a really good team in Butler, and looking forward to, you know, moving forward and just trying to get better as we go here.
And we'll talk about the next game, BMI, in a second, but I do have one more question for you about the Butler game because, you know, I find that when it comes to seasons and teams, you never know until you know. And people ask me all summer, hey, what do you see from this team? What do you know about USI? And I just ask them, I keep on saying, just ask me November 5th or November 6th, really, because there's only one opportunity to make a first impression. We don't know until this team takes the court. Is there anything that surprised you or anything that really stuck out about your team that you learned from that first 40 minutes of the season against Butler?
I think the will to not quit. Well, it was great. We had a lot of positive huddles, very positive at halftime and after the game. The players didn't surprise me much. You know, I was surprised we didn't make shots. I will say that. But from a playing standpoint, they did not surprise me. We played fast like I expected. It just took us a while to get going, you know. But I love the mindset of this team, you know, especially in that ball game because – it was constructive criticism versus the other. So.
I Again, it's the Stan Gerard Rodeo Show here at Spanky's, show number 2 on the year, and we've got game number 2 on the year coming up. We're going to talk about that VMI, an arrow loss by 4 against the Keydets when we return right here on the Stan Gerard Rodeo Show on WREF. Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town. Hey, USI basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mack Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mack delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fell. Call Mack and let them give your home the winning touch. Mack Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home. When coach calls your number, it's your time to shine, but that's a lot of pressure, even for a Screaming Eagle.
Aww.
When they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So, if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Green River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website.
Plus tax title license includes first payment at 245 dock fee with approved credit, 3,000 due at signing, zero security, 10,000 miles per year. Offers can combine, ends 11/30/25.
Get more for your trade during the Season 2 Exchange at Lou Fuse Kia Evansville. Don't miss out on these huge end-of-year Kia deals, like the all-new 2025 K4 LXS, just $169 a month. A new 2026 Kia K5 GT, only $299 a month. Or a new 2026 Kia Sorento, also $299 a month. All 24-month leases. Plus, get a huge offer for your trade to use as a down payment. Tis the season to make the exchange. K4's just $169. K5's only $299. Or Sorento's also $299. At Lou Fuse Kia Evansville, home of the 200,000-mile warranty. Click EvansvilleKia.com. Lou Fuse, we are family.
On the Stan Gerard Radio Show here on WREF. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you can join us at Spanky. Stan Gerard, the USI men's basketball head coach. To my right, we're talking all things Screaming Eagle hoops through two games of the year. Time to talk about the second game, a narrow 78-74 loss against VMI. Coach, appreciate the time. What sticks out about this game, the home opener?
We played a really good team. That team, now we should have won that game. I'm not going to sit here and say we lost, but we should have won that game. But you give VMI credit. You know, they did a great job down the stretch with their execution. You know, they went small ball and played a stretch five that can shoot it, and it forced us to switch five ways. And I don't like switching very much. I think that makes us soft. You know, I want to be tougher and fight through some screens. But you know, give him credit, their coach. You know, I don't know if you heard on the post game, they had the second most experienced roster in the country. Am I right?
Yeah.
They brought a lot of guys back from a year ago, and it showed. You know, some of those guys have been together, you know, three or four years rather, and down the stretch, they never wavered or folded. They stayed the course and made some big shots. You know, I think one thing that sticks out to me that's bothersome is our execution down the stretch offensively. I do want to play fast, but I want to play a little bit smarter. You know, I thought we took some ill-advised shots down the stretch and drove in some gaps that were not open and turned the ball over. You know, we only turned it over, 11 times, but we got to do a better job, especially down the stretch in those last 4 minutes when it's a, you know, 1-2 point ball game, 1-2 point game of executing. You know, we're down, I think, 2 points and made a bad foul against their best player, who kicked our butt for 32 points. You know, we got to be better. And again, that's why you play. But we let one get away on Friday night.
I know that last week you were at Spanky's, you were talking about, well, oh, not last week, I guess a week and a half ago at this point. Before the season started, we were talking about all these different players that you guys had. Trey Thomas is one of them, really talented player, and you described him on the air as a bad shot taker, bad shot maker. I know that he had 12 points in the first half of this VMI game, didn't play much in the second. What went into that decision?
First of all, he didn't like that comment I made, and I had to revise that. I said I should have told him you're a tough shot maker.
Does that mean that he's an avid listener to the Stan Gerard radio show?
I guess he does, because he did not like that comment. He let me know that in practice. And I just told him, I said, you're a professional, man. You can make those shots. But, you know, Trey, you know, there's a few plays throughout the game that that I didn't like, you know, that he made, especially on the defensive end. I know he's going to take some tough shots, but he struggled to guard, you know, and I know he can guard. He's a really good defender when he's locked in. And in this particular game, I felt like, and he may not agree with this, I felt like his defense only played tougher defense when he made shots and scored the ball. And we're trying to pick up 94 feet, and he wasn't picking up 94 feet. He's picking up at half court and things of that nature. You know, when we took him out one time, of course, he didn't like it, but he was professional, and we put him back in, and he just kept making defensive mistakes. When it's a two-point game, three-point game, defensively, you got to be solid. Now, other guys made mistakes, but he was making mistakes like on the ball, you know, losing his man, not talking on defense. Switching wasn't good, you know, and it wasn't just Trey, but he just stuck out more than anybody, because I know he's a guy that we want to trust down the stretch, and he struggled down the stretch the other day, and we took him out.
I know it was also hard because Tolu Samuels, Benazegu, they were both unavailable for that game, and that hinders your front court depth a lot. Now, Ola played really well against VMI, but what did that do to your lineup, to your strategy, and the team's ability to win the game?
Well, all preseason, we've been practicing with Tolu at the four and Cordell at the 3-4 and Vian at the five, and now we have to make some last-minute adjustments. And Cordell is now playing out of position. We're one man down at the five spot because, you know, Ben did not play, and you're forced to play some other guys and move them around. We had Stephen Clay at the four, you know. So it was just a lot of moving parts in the game that we wasn't prepared for because of the injuries. But, you know, and that's no excuse. You know, we got to have that next man up mentality, but it definitely threw off our rhythm offensively because – I feel like had Tolu Samuels played, we could have went small ball and played him at the five if we needed to, or let him switch with the guards because he's a really good defender on ball. So
after the 78-74 loss against VMI, you're looking at the state of this team, the state of the locker room. I know that Butler, that's a really good team, and you guys are trying to win every game, but you fall down to 0-2 after a game at home that you yourself said, we could have won that game, maybe even should have won that game. What's the vibe around the locker room right now? And we'll talk about South Dakota in a minute, but heading into this upcoming road trip against South Dakota as a result of that VMI loss.
I'll let Ola talk about practice on Sunday, man. Oh. They did not like me on Sunday. And probably still don't, but Sunday was a rough practice.
Well, hold on. And if he didn't like you, he wouldn't be in the peanut gallery here at the Stan Gerard radio show.
He's coming to get dinner, man. You got, there's levels to this. but the locker room, you know, walking into that environment, the locker room, guys are visibly upset. And anytime you have a team of what you call alpha males, 12 new guys, a lot of finger pointing. And I told those guys, you got to look in the mirror as well. You know, even the coaches, you know, we all played a hand in that loss the other day, and we all had to look in the mirror and realize, ask ourselves rather, what could we have done different to impact the ball game? You know, and they have to understand that. You know, we it's a 4-minute game, and it boils down to possession basketball where you have to make great decisions every time down the court and be solid defensively. Not give up second chance shots. If we're switching four ways, we have to over communicate, and we didn't do that very well. And that was one of the biggest takeaways for me that, you know, down the stretch when we needed to talk, you know, we didn't do a great job. Now, we had, an 8-10 point lead, and we couldn't hold on to that. I feel like once we, you know, garnered the lead, we started coming down and taking even quicker shots, you know, versus making the defense work, and we forgot how we got there. We guarded. We ran. excuse me. Held those guys at 30 points in the first half and gave up 48 in the second half. You're not going to win that way. You know, if you can just – we told them we did it our way, the coach's way in the first half. They did it their way in the second half, and that didn't work. You know, we guarded harder in the first half, which is why they only scored 30 points, you know. But we went away from our principles defensively and offensively and gave up 48 points, and that's why we lose the ball game.
I got one more question about VMI. It's not really a question, but just wanted to point this out because it's not all doom and gloom through two games.
Right.
And you guys have some studs on this team. Ishmael Habib going for 26 points in that game against VMI. K.K. Brown, he's a baller at 14 points. It's some really big threes for you guys. That NBA range, what, 30-foot three that he hit on the far sideline?
That was one of those good shot.
You know? It was pretty wild. I don't know
I think he knew if he would have missed that shot, the next dead ball, he's probably coming out of the game. So,
but I'm,
it was
I'm
a big
even,
shot.
I know what I'm saying. It could be construed as hyperbole, but it's really not. I mean, that's a Curry-esque shot where he's just going to take it down the court, and he's going to take the shot because he knows he can hit it, and no one even thinks he's going to pop it from out there, but he did.
Well, we shot too many of those. We went 7 of 32 from 3. That's too many and not enough made. You know, we have to get to the paint more. We got to get the ball inside more. But I'll say this, that zone, they zoned us the entire night. And, you know, you're going to be forced to shoot three-pointers against the zone if you can't get in the paint. And we didn't do a good enough job of moving the basketball. The ball stuck up top a lot, and we settled for threes the entire night. You know, we played our best basketball in the first half. We got stops and we pushed the basketball, and then we quit doing that second half, you know. And maybe we go back and look at minutes, you know. We had guys with 30-plus minutes in the game late. You know, we got to go back and look at that. You know, it's just a lot of things we got to reevaluate as coaches to put us in a better situation next game. You know, I think the minutes thing was huge, and then the shot selection, and then how many three-pointers we took. I thought our bigs did a great job of protecting the rim. We had 7 block shots the other night, and – but we got to do a better job of rotating over from a guard standpoint and you know, carving out space so those guys can pick up those rebounds. But our bigs did a great job of protecting the rim. And, you know, just think about how we protected without Toad Samuels.
Yeah.
You know, and Devin, you know, he and Ola did a wonderful job of protecting the rim. And I expect to be better in our game coming up this week.
Exciting stuff. Again, it's the Stan Gerard Radio Show here at Spanky's. We have Ola Ajiboye coming up when we return on WREF. Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
Hey, USI fans, a basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup. USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on lawn care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com.
All plus tax title license, 245.fee with approved credit through MFS, 36 months, 15% of MSRP due, 10,000 miles per year, zero security, financing on turbo trim, $1,705 per month or 1,000 borrowed, zero down, cannot be combined, not all qualify, ends 11/30/25.
Get more for your trade during the Season 2 Exchange at Lou Fuse Mazda Evansville. Then take advantage of big savings during the Mazda More to Move You sales event. Drive a new 2025 Mazda CX-5, $249 a month lease, or get 0.9% for 60 months. A new 2025 Mazda CX-5.
CX50, $299 a month lease, or 0.9% for 60 months. Plus, exchange your trade and get a huge offer to use as a down payment. Tis the season to make the exchange and save. CX5's just $249. CX50's only $299, or 0.9 for 60 months. At Lou Fuse Mazda Evansville, home of the 200,000-mile warranty. Click MazdaEvansville.com. Lou Fuse, we are family.
And we're back on the Stan Gerard Radio Show here on WREF at Spanky's on the West Side. I'm Brad Klein. Coach Gerard enjoying some crispy cracker crust pizza. Ola Ajiboye is here on WREF, one of the newest Screaming Eagles. Round of applause for Ola. Ola, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, man. It's a pleasure to be on here.
Wow, a pleasure.
Yeah.
I don't know if you mean that, man.
No, I promise you. I'm a pleasure.
Really appreciate you coming on. We've got a lot to talk about with you, and I think I can speak for everyone here. It's been a lot of fun watching you play, man, through two games, and Friday being the home opener, and you balled out 2 points shy of a double-double, 11 rebounds. They've got you down for two blocks on that stat sheet, but I think they shorted you. What
honestly,
do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I thought I had like one or two more, but
one or two, three or four. I mean, come on, man, inflate your stats. We're not going to check the tape. No, tell me you had eight blocks. I'll believe you. I mean, Coach Gerard, he's speaking highly about your rim protection there. That's a big deal for Coach this early in the season to be singing your praises. What do you think is working for you, especially on the defensive end early in the season?
Honestly, when I came here in the summer, I told my goal was to get a Depoy Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
It starts now. It starts as soon as we started playing. I'm definitely trying to get more steals as well to implement that. But stops and blocks is my number one thing. I live on defense. I grew up on defense. I think that attracted me to Coach Gerard and brought me here as well. So, I mean, it's a great thing. I love defense, man. Defense wins games, in my opinion. So,
yeah.
As we was talking about, some of the mistakes and the corrections we're supposed to make, it started with defense.
I like that. I think a lot of people, that's refreshing to hear, but then again, it's just refreshing to see you out of a Tennessee Tech uniform. And people remember from last year, I mean, you crushed us here in Evansville and in Cookeville, 10 points, 9 rebounds on two separate occasions against Southern Indiana. So I guess the question really is, what's the deal, man? What was that about? That was cruel and unusual.
I'm just blessed to be here. I mean,
supposed to be here now.
Skip the past.
No, I can't. I can't. You know, my job is the stats and the numbers don't lie. You played so well that it seemed personal at times.
Well, I'm just here now to do it to everybody else in the conference. Do it back at Tech, so
yeah.
Go now.
Well, I mean, 10 points, 9 rebounds, you got two cracks at Tech, so I'm expecting at least that. What do you remember about those games? Because, again, I know that all we remember about when Tech came here last year was you. What do you remember about being an opposing player against Southern Indiana?
I'll say the main thing I always remembered and attracted me from to Evansville was the attendance, the atmosphere.
Yeah. Looking like that,
know
your audience.
It's always a blessing to see people in the crowd, people supporting, and I'm just like, man, like, imagine playing this and that's clapping for me at this time. So it's just like, it's just all love. I'm seeing it now. I seen our game on Friday. There's a lot of fans, and they all believed in me, and hopefully get some more wins on our belt in front of them. So it was just good. I seen that last year. It really caught my eye.
From jeers to cheers.
Yes.
I like that.
Honestly, yeah.
Now, for you, you're a senior now, and I know that you're a Chicago kid. You got a lot of Chicago blood on this team. But with you being a senior, this being your fourth school in as many years, you know what college basketball is all about. You've been a part of so many different teams. I want you to tell me what this team is like compared to years past, the other teams that you've been on, Central Michigan, Valpo, Tennessee Tech, but also what the community has been like, Evansville, Indiana, just living here. What has that all been like for you so far?
I'll say starting off, you know how the transfer portal is. It's a lot of old guys in the portal and a lot of old guys.
You're calling yourself old?
That's what Coach G said I am. I'm not really old. I'm really young still. But honestly, we have no freshmen on the team, so that's one thing. We have a lot of experience on the team, so we just kind of put it together to really play hard, play good. I'll say that it kind of draw me to Evansville. A lot of Chicago guys on my team, so it kind of made me more comfortable with it. Yeah. I knew Ish back then. I played AAU with him. So it's kind of personal. It felt like family.
Yeah.
Just rejoicing from back then. So it was just like a rude awakening, man. Just playing with him again, finishing out a senior year, it was pretty good. It's pretty dope.
I mean, it's got to be cool playing with Ish and other guys that you knew from back at the Chicago
days on the team as well. But what's it like not only playing with Ish, but playing with Ish while both of you are playing so well? I mean, like I said, you're 2 points shy of a double-double, had a couple of blocks, at least two, against VMI. Ish had, what, a team-high 26 against VMI. What's it like when both of you are clicking on the floor? Because I feel like you guys could be one of the best guard-big combos in the OVC.
So I feel like it's just a blessing that we all put here at this time.
Yeah.
We worked so hard in the summer. We trained. Besides practice, we trained together. So we kind of got the connection in a pick and roll standpoint. We talk so much. We have meetings with each other. We just talked about after the game on Friday, what could we do better to win? As leaders on the team, I feel like that's what we need to do. So it's just like good that we're clicking, and we know what to expect. We're old. We're older, so we know we have some experience. We know what we can fix, and we just got to work it day by day.
Okay, all right. I like the behind-the-scenes stuff. I'm going to ask you for some more behind-the-scenes stuff. Mm-hmm. This Sunday practice that Coach was talking about, how apparently the team didn't like him all that much on Sunday. What was that like?
I mean, it's what Coach G had to do.
Yeah.
It's like a wake-up call. Two games in, games we could have definitely won. He had to do it. He had to show us like what it's about. It's going to be a long season, so. I feel like everything is doing is preparation. We have a really long season, so we shouldn't be worried about anything like the little losses. Should have, could have, would at this point. I'm a senior, so I need to stop all that. We need to really win and try to put someone on the score sheet every single time.
I know the Butler game is a really tough game, but from a basketball standpoint, X's and O's, you had a better angle than anyone else here because you were on the floor. By your estimation, why is it that USI came up a little bit short against VMI? What do you think the difference was between narrow loss and narrow win?
Oh, I can definitely agree with Coach G. I felt like we had in the first half playing our basketball. Second half, we kind of slipped up a little bit, let some possessions go. I said, like, same thing, bringing back the defense. We let some of the mistakes happen. One man had 30, and we supposed to stop him. I mean, that's one thing we got to fix, what they mean Ish even talked about. So I feel like all these things can be fixed at the end of the day, but we just got to work on it.
Again, Ola Ajiboye here on WREF for the Stan Gerard Radio Show at Spanky's. We're going to take a step aside. Ola was telling us about basketball. I want Ola to tell us about Ola when he comes back from this upcoming break. We're going to learn about this kid when we return right here on WREF. Don't go anywhere. Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your favor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town. When Coach calls your number, it's your time to shine. But that's a lot of pressure, even for a screaming eagle.
Aww.
When they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Green River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
Plus tax title license includes first payment and 245 dot fee with approved credit. 3,000 due at signing. Zero security. 10,000 miles per year. 1705 per month for 1,000 borrowed. Zero down with approved credit. Offers can't combine. Ends 11/30/25.
Tis the season to exchange at Lou Fuse Kia Evansville. Get more for your trade, then make the exchange for a new Kia. Drive a new 2026 Kia Sportage EX, just $259 a month. Or a new 2025 Kia Telluride S, $329 a month, or 0.9 APR for 60 months. Both 24-month leases. Plus, get a huge offer for your trade to use as a down payment. Don't miss huge end-of-year Kia deals. Sportage is $259 a month. Telluride's $329 or 0.9 for 60 months. During the Season 2 Exchange at Lou Fuse Kia Evansville, home of the 200,000-mile warranty. Click EvansvilleKia.com. Lou Fuse, we are family.
welcome back on the Stan Gerard Radio Show here on WREF at Spanky's. I'm Brad Klein. Ola Ajiboye is here, Tennessee Tech, Central Michigan, Valpo, and finishing his college career at Southern Indiana, where he belongs, by the way. Ola, really appreciate you taking the time. You know, we heard your perspective on the first couple of games in basketball. I want to hear about you. You know, one of the first questions I asked you, I'll never forget, because I think it's a very important question, I think we should bring it to the show, is about your last name, about the most common mispronunciation of Ajiboye. Now, for me, I'm a pro. It rolls off my tongue. I'm good. When people mess up your name, and I know it happens a lot, what do they say?
Looking at a film from last year, I was with actually Aldi. He sent me a clip of it. I'm saying my name. I think someone said Ajiboye. I don't know where they got that from. It's kind of hard to, like, bring up more mispronunciations, but that's the most recent one. It's just, like, surprising to me. But I just laugh it off because it's kind of hard, so I don't blame them, but it's all good.
Ajiboye?
Yeah, I don't know where they got it from.
See, like, even if I didn't know that it was Ajiboye, I just know that it's not Ajiboye.
Yeah.
That's all I know. But Ola, I feel like, is a pretty easy one.
Yeah,
No one's messing that up. Mm-mm. Okay, best nickname that I should use on the broadcast from your name. I feel like I could do a lot with Ola, but Ajiboye, I mean, you got to be more creative to do a play on words of Ajiboye. I could do an Ole thing with Ola. Well, what do you think? Help me out.
Ole is pretty fun. I heard one of my coaches sing a song. He was like, Ole, 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 Ole. So that's one thing. So I heard that before. And then Coach G calls me O in practice as well, so I'm cool with that. I had previous coaches call me Big O, so I'm pretty tall as well. So, Big O, Ole, Ola, I don't mind.
Okay, I like it. I like it a lot. Now, there's a lot to break down with your name. I want to know more about the person, right? And we had Ish on the first edition of this program. We asked him some kind of crazy questions. I'm bringing them back because of how much he blushed. So I'm just going to ask you, one that really stumped him was your celebrity crush. What do you think?
My celebrity crush.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I'm like more classy. Like I like Rihanna.
Okay. Say Rihanna too? Ish say Rihanna? Yeah, I think he did. So it's you versus Ish, not me playing with Ish. But I'll be sure to pass that along. Okay, the other thing that really stumped him a little bit was this hypothetical. I'm going to speak it into fruition, okay? USI, first year, eligible for the NCAA tournament. You guys win the OVC. You make it to the NCAA tournament, Cinderella run, and they make a movie about this team. Who would play you in the movie?
As an actor right now?
Yeah.
I say he doesn't really look like me, but he gives that type of, like, that attitude like me. Idris Elba.
Oh, okay.
Idris Elba.
Yeah, he's got a couple of decades on you.
Yeah, I know, honestly. Yeah, that doesn't make sense, but he's just, like, cold. That's one of my favorite actors. So I feel like
relate to him. Gerard. All right. I like that. I mean, as far as age goes, it fits a little bit better. All right. You know, we're talking about just you and how you how you see yourself, whether it be on screen or something like that. You think you could make it in acting yourself? Like, maybe you play yourself.
To be honest, when I grew up, I always wanted to be on, like, one of those shows like Jesse or Sweet Like a Deck of Cody. I always wanted to be on TV,
okay.
To be honest, because I felt like it was just so positive, so fun. And why not see me on TV? Like, I feel like it would be so funny.
I mean, maybe radio is like the training wheels for you to get on TV. It's not too late. Right? I'll tell you this. Okay, Randy Bird, I don't know if you ever met him, but he was my broadcast partner during the game, VMI. He's got a second career that he's reimagining right now. He's getting into some modeling.
Okay.
So maybe that's something for you, too.
Okay.
You know, maybe.
That's definitely a thought. I never thought of it before. But
we'll start thinking about it.
Maybe.
Let's. While we're talking about movies on screen, let's talk about Hoosiers, okay? Because I asked you about Hinkle, at Hinkle, about Hoosiers. And you knew nothing about it. Did you Google it at least? Like, did you look it up? Anything?
I Googled it for sure right in front of you. And I just seen a very old gym.
Yeah.
Of Hinkle. But I don't know nothing about the movie.
Well, no, it's the gym. It is Hinkle.
Yeah. So, definitely, they told me down there. I definitely got to see it. They said it was really interesting. So, I definitely got to watch it.
Yeah. Well, you asked me oh, is it like Coach Carter, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that you or is that
Tony? Yeah, that was me. That was me.
And I was like, well, it's kind of like Coach Carter, only it's like, you know, farm town, rural. Gene Hackman is in it. Rest in peace, Gene Hackman. But, yeah, no Samuel L. Jackson in this one. But, okay, that's fine. I wanted to ask you also about the dunk contest. I know that you came in second. You had some good dunks. Eventually, Tolu got the best of you.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. All right, and I don't know if this is an insult or a compliment during Screaming Eagle Madness, but it's just a matter of fact, and I'm saying this as a dunk contest judge. I don't think Tolu is that much of a better dunker than you. He just had a little bit more creativity than you. You ran out of ideas. I think that maybe we brainstorm a little bit for you for next time.
I feel like I had more tricks under my belt. I kind of wasn't prepared for it. I'll give my props to Tolu. That was pretty good, nice dunks, but if he's to do it again, I feel like I could beat him, but it's all good, though. It's all good.
Well, the thing that bugged me a little bit is that I really thought that you could have jumped over me.
Yeah.
And if you had, I'd have given you a 10 as a dunk contest.
The thing is, Coach D didn't want me jumping over everybody. We had Butler coming up. It made sense, but.
But even me? I mean, come on now.
Yeah, I can do that.
I know you can do it, but apparently Coach didn't believe in you enough to do it.
Yeah, it's all good. They're trying to make me safe. It's all good.
You want me to crouch down? No one's ever asked me to crouch down.
I don't need to. I don't think I need to. I think I just – I could probably windmill over you. I don't know.
Windmill?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. How do you feel about this upcoming trip? I'll ask you about the basketball in a second. Did you get the itinerary from Coach Missouri yet?
I just learned it today, honestly, a couple hours ago. So,
how do you feel about that? It's a 5 a.m. departure from the arena to get to the airport. How we feel about that?
I feel like it's pretty rough, but it's something I'm used to, just long travel trips like that. Not even just that. After all the traveling, we got to practice. So it's really just like I'm used to it. I got to prepare my team for it as well because as soon as we get off the bus and we practice, we got to be locked in for the next day.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, nobody likes to travel that much and stay in the car, stay in one spot for so long. But at the end of the day, it's business. We're trying to win.
If the bus leaves at 5... when do you wake up?
Oof.
And let me say this. Let me amend this. The bus is leaving at 5.
Yeah.
So when are you waking up?
I'm pretty much an early bird. I don't really need as much sleep. So I can wake up at like 4 a.m. and still be fresh.
Okay.
Like, not really like mopey or anything like that. I'll be ready to go at 5.
The better question would be, and we're on the air right now live at Spanky's, when are you getting to bed?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because if it were me, if I were your teammate, you drew the short end of the stick in being chosen by Coach Gerard to be on the show tonight, I'm probably asleep by now if I'm not working. So I don't know about you.
I'm not sure yet. First of all, I got to pack. That's the one thing that they just told us about.
Before the show.
Yeah, definitely. I wish. I can't really give you a time. I say in a couple hours. Hopefully I can sleep on the bus, on the plane and everything, but I'll try like 10-ish. 10?
Okay,
yeah.
That's not bad, not bad. A couple more questions about the trip, though. How many alarms are you setting?
I've
got at least 5.
See, I can't do that. I wake up one alarm, and I'm up. Like, it's something that just stresses me.
You're not a snooze hitter.
No, I don't like being late.
That's pretty good. Who's going to be late? Someone's going to be late.
I'll say probably my teammate, Steven. He's the one that has 5 alarms. I sometimes wake up to his alarm. So you guys are
roommates.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to lie. I'm a snoozer. Snooze hitter. And I feel like because of that, I'd be a really bad roommate. So are you going to be mad at Steven? Or you got to wake him up on the first one?
So, yeah, normally I'm probably up earlier than him. And then if I keep hearing alarms, Malfin is knocking on the door. That's what I do.
All right. I like that. Ola is your boy, everyone. Round of applause for Ola. A lot of fun getting to know you, man. This is awesome, and you did great on the show. This is what? This is your first time on the show.
First time.
I wonder, and I've been asking, I asked Ish this too, what he would tell teammates about the show and how to get ready for the show. What's the scouting report on the show?
So this is probably my first time public speaking like this.
Did a good job.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Round of applause for that.
Yeah. And also, I just talked to you about this, about public speaking as well. I feel like you make it calm. You make it so easy. Why not? Why not me right here? Like, I feel like I'm calm right now. I'm not really anxious. I'm talking about basketball. I'm talking about life. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about Evansville. So
yeah,
it's not bad.
Have you found – I mean, the other thing is people ask me, like, oh, Brad, like, how do you do it? Mm-hmm. You know, it's incredible. Not that crazy. I always tell them I've got 25 years of experience just about in speaking the English language. So I've been practicing all my life.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel about it. That's kind of how I justify it in my head.
And that's tough. I'll give you props for that. It's not as easy.
I'll give you props for dunking, you know, and you know, playing basketball at a high level, really high level as well. Again, in the last game, 8 points, 11 boards, and can't wait to see what you got against South Dakota. Before I let you go, though, I'll ask you about the game itself. How do you think that you guys match up against South Dakota?
So we're prepping really good. I feel like we have the type of team to be faster than them, be more quick with them. We're trying to beat them down the court a lot. I was talking about a lot of fast breaks. I feel like we just play our basketball. I think we can beat any team. I think it's really not just about our skill, it's just about us playing our basketball. And I feel like we're more confident if you just play the right way.
All right. I'm going to send you off the right way. Okay. Mm-hmm. So usually we just, you know, we clap for you.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm going to take a shot here. Hopefully someone can do it. Everyone sing with me. Ole, 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 ole. Ole, ole. All right, Ola, really appreciate you. All right, Stan Girard coming back when we return here on WREF.
Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town.
Hey, USI basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mack Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mack delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fell. Call Mack and let them give your home the winning touch. Mack Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home.
Hey, USI fans, a basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup. USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on lawn care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com.
All plus tax, title, license, 245 doc fee with approved credit through MFS, 36 months, 15% of MSRP due, 10,000 miles per year, zero security, financing on turbo trim, $1,705 per month or 1,000 borrowed, zero down, cannot be combined, not all qualify, ends 11/30/25.
Get more for your trade during the Season 2 Exchange at Lou Fuse Mazda Evansville. Then take advantage of big savings during the Mazda More to Move You sales event. Drive a new 2025 Mazda CX-5, $249 a month lease, or get 0.9% for 60 months. A new 2025 Mazda CX-50, $299 a month lease, or 0.9% for 60 months. Plus, exchange your trade and get a huge offer to use as a down payment. Tis the season to make the exchange and save. CX-5's just $249. CX-50's only $299. Or 0.9 for 60 months. At Lou Fuse Mazda Evansville, home of the 200,000-mile warranty. Click MazdaEvansville.com. Lou Fuse, we are family.
Back here on WREF, it's the Stan Girard Radio Show. You're on 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Stan Girard is back, which is a bit of a surprise because I thought Ola Ajiboye was going to take his gig on the
He can have it, man. He was awesome, man.
Yeah.
He was
one
awesome.
One round of applause for Ola, by the way, because we sung him off, which, by the way, has never happened. At least in my tenure doing this show. We've never sung a player on
the
stage.
Well, we got to make that a thing now in the game when he gets his double-double.
Yeah.
We just sing that song during the game, you know what I mean? So
every talk to, like, Dan McDonald about that, getting on the Jumbotron or
there's
something.
Your motivation. Double-double, we're gonna salute you, man.
I like that.
One thing we didn't talk about was with Ola, the dunk.
Remember
that last year on Steven?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he caught that, and he put it in as good as a dunker as Steven was. He caught one, you know, mid-stride and turned around and flushed it in his face. And when I looked down, I was so mad at our guys because I looked down at the bench and everybody's laughing. It's like Stevens getting dunked on.
Yeah.
But the dunk, that was an amazing play.
Yeah, it really was. I've got to ask you, because I asked him, you know, what attracted him to USI, you know, from OVC rival to OVC stalwart for USI. What attracted you to Ola when he was playing against you guys?
Physicality. Yeah. We wanted to be, you know, get a little bit tougher inside, and that I think I told him in our recruiting pitch that dunk stuck out to me all year. And, you know, but just the physicality and listen to him. He's a very polished young man. You want guys in your program to represent your program in a first class manner, and he does that. We didn't ask him why does he freaking volleyball game so much. He's at about every volleyball game, isn't he?
He's at the volleyball games. He's at the soccer games. Yeah. He's all over the place.
So we trying to figure that out. But he's always there in the cut, hanging out. But great guy to have on the team. He's he brought up modeling. You know, he's very serious about his stretching, man. He comes in, and we try to get going pretty quick. And I used to get upset, like, why is he always sitting down? He's trying to get himself ready. But once he's going in practice, he's going. And we're very, very fortunate to have him. He's brought this Polakovich-type work ethic to the table in our practices every day. And as he's coming into his own, the leadership is getting a whole lot better. And we're excited to have him the rest of the year.
That's something I noticed when I was talking to Ola, is that he kept on saying, like, I've got to get the guys ready. Yeah. And it's something that seemed pretty clear that he is one of the leaders of this team through only two games. Is that something that you talked to him about, or is that something that he as a senior, as a veteran of this game, and certainly of this level, kind of assumed on his own?
I sit back and observe. I'm never going to give a guy a leadership role. I got to sit back and observe his work ethic, how he's talking, how he's acting in the community, how he's acting in campus, how he treats the coaches. And you know, he's definitely a guy that we're going to call upon to be that vocal and lead by example guy. With his team, it took a while to find those guys, and we have two guys that, you know, we think can be that for us. And it, like I said, I got to observe and see it. I don't just come in day one like, hey, you're going to be our captain.
Yeah.
That's earned. That's a big role in this basketball team, any team, to be a captain. And we had to sit back and kind of figure out who that person is, and he definitely fits the mold.
Well, maybe a metric or different qualifying criteria could be guy that you don't have to worry about when it comes to a 5 a.m. departure
from
Liberty Arena towards the St. Louis airport for tomorrow. He said that he's good with one alarm. Do you believe him?
I do.
How many alarms are you going with?
I don't need an alarm. I wake up. I'm serious. I'm up about 4:30. No, about 5:30 every day. I don't need an alarm clock. I'll go to bed.
5:30 is not going to work for tomorrow.
But I'll be up. Trust me. Okay. I'm going to be there. I go to bed late, wake up early. I'm just programmed to wake up. We told our guys too that we're going to wake. Everybody's getting a wake up call because we got to.
Can I get one of those? I will be more
than happy to call you. I'll wake you up as well. We have a long day. He doesn't know the practice schedule yet, but we leave at 5 a.m. Flight leaves at 10:25. 2-hour flight, I think it is. We get off the plane. We've got to drive 2 hours. So we'll check
in. We have to drive two hours.
Yeah, we have to drive 2 hours, and the coaches will be driving at that point, not me.
Yeah.
We'll bus it over. Timmy Tours is taking us over, and then we'll rent cars or drive over, vans rather. We got to have study hall, of course, at 4 to 5:30. We have a 7:30 practice tomorrow night and dinner after, so it's going to be a long day.
Okay.
Again, these guys are 18 to 22-year-old young men, in some cases 23, 24, and they'll be just fine. Trust me, they'll be just fine on game day.
It's all 24?
Am I right?
22.
Yeah. He's young. 22.
Okay, 22. I like that. Let's talk about this game. Now, South Dakota, that's a probably polar opposite team to the one that you guys just played in VMI. VMI, they play a zone. South Dakota, they're pressing. They're up-tempo. That's the number 3 offense in the nation from last year.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about this matchup against the Coyotes?
The matchup fits us great. You know, told our coaching staff in our meeting yesterday and today that, you know, this is not a game where we got to panic. You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint, and I think we're getting better every single game. I love the matchup. They don't have the guys they had last year. I think the best player transferred to Boston College, I think it was. But they still had the big kid inside in Cameron Kevin Fins. They play fast like we do. You see a lot of pressing on both sides of the ball. They'll press just like we do. You'll see some run and jump. We got to slow them down. You know, we got to make these guys defend our guard play, but also put the big fella in situations where he's got to move. We're bigger. I know he's 7 foot tall, but looking across the board with the matchups, they have 6'4 going against our total at 6'8. They have 6'4 and Isaac Brown going against, you know, Cordell Bailey at 6'6. And we got to take advantage of that. You know, I think we can take advantage of these guys with our style of play. And especially on the boards, you know, we got to do a better job on the boards tomorrow, in a couple of nights rather, in imposing our will from a defensive standpoint. I thought we wavered against VMI, especially second half, and the things we do defensively, and that can't be the case. We have to make sure we continue to, you know, keep our foot in the gas pedal and pressure these guys a little bit.
I know that that last year really was a marathon game, to your point. It wasn't necessarily a sprint. It was an up-and-down game. I think you guys won it 92-83, just a
right.
Really exciting up-tempo game, a really exciting brand of basketball that you guys played at Liberty Arena. Now, with this being the return game against South Dakota, kind of expecting a bit of the same, how do you keep your guys ready for that kind of stamina and that kind of workload? Because that's the way that South Dakota plays all the time. That's the way that they want to play. With you guys, I know that you want to play that way. It's not necessarily as much of a part of your identity as it is for the Coyotes.
Yeah. Well, I think they like playing this way. You know,
yeah.
I told Coach Hurtis a couple nights ago, because he said, you guys are playing fast. I said, well, you once told us the less we have to think, the better we play.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to get these guys playing faster. And if it gets to a point where we got to step in as coaches and control some things, we will. But I want these guys to think in their own a little bit more. You know, I think we, with this older ball club, you know, I expect these guys to understand time, score, situation, and think and make the right plays. Now, we're still growing. You know, 11 new guys. 11 new guys. 12. Is it 12?
12.
12 new guys rather than the program. We're still trying to figure each other out, you know, and it's going to take a lot of reps in practice, a lot of growing pains along the way, and we just hope to, you know, be in a good place come league play, that we eliminate those issues and the growing pains and have a good showing, a better showing, rather, in league play.
You know, when we were talking about the VMI game, I want to make sure I get this out in the ether, too. I feel like we didn't give Ishmael Habib enough love with what he did. Was it 23 or 26,
26
points
26
he had against
points.
VMI? He seems to be one of your leaders, at least on the floor. I know that he's a really good kid off the floor as well. But what has he done so far to make him one of your premier scorers, and how does that translate into South Dakota?
He's not afraid of the moment. You know, when we struggled at Butler, Coach Ola texted me and said he needs to play the point guard a little bit more. And I said, we're working on it, Coach. But he's not afraid of the moment. When we struggled to score against Butler in game one, he wanted the ball in his hands, and he got us on the board because he went to the basket and got fouled. And just like in our game against VMI, you know, his shooting percentage wasn't the greatest, but he's not afraid of the moment. You know, he and Caden Brown play well off each other. Then they got our big guys involved, and just, you know, you see the connection with he and Ola, and now we got to find another connection along the way so that way we can have a big three. But he's turned into quite the guy in terms of, you know, leader, you know, vocal leader, lead by example guy. And the biggest thing with the team is you have to be player-led. And between Ola, Ish, KK, and a couple other guys, Sheridan is one of those guys that comes in. Comes to mind, rather. If we're a player-led ball club, you know, we're going to be pretty good. And we're starting to come into our own now. Just to hear that locker room after the loss against VMI before I walked. I was walking in, and I stopped because I heard players talking.
Mm.
And I just stayed out there to give those guys their time and moment to talk about their frustrations down the stretch with each other. And what could they do better? And we went in and intervened a little bit. But when you hear players talking about the things we can do to get better, that makes me feel like we're in a good place.
Yeah, no, absolutely. This team has so much talent. And the other thing that I've noticed about this team just being around it is that they've gelled really well together so far, and really excited to see what you guys put out on the floor in a couple of nights against South Dakota. Some tough travel. Got to have a word with Coach Missouri about the travel stuff. But you know, the 5 a.m. wake up, that might be an Ola thing, but it's not a brand thing, I'll tell you that.
He did not make that schedule. He typed it up, but he didn't make the decision. It was myself and our administrative staff. We had to get there, and I did not want a bus. You know, and so it's gonna be a long day tomorrow. But this is what we signed up for, right? We're gonna be okay, man.
Absolutely. Beats working for a living.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock tip against South Dakota on the road. 6:30 starts the pregame show. If you can't make it, out to Vermilion, because as we've talked about, it's not an easy ride. So you can listen here on WREF. Thank you so much for listening. Coming in person to Spanky's, the Stage Run Radio Show, right here on WREF. Good night, everyone.
Stay warm out there.
You have been listening to Stan Gerard on basketball on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Tonight's show has been brought to you by Freddy Steakburgers, Spanky's Una Pizza, Mac Industrial Services, by Houseman Outdoor Solutions, and by Slade Printing. Be sure to listen each Monday throughout the college basketball season for Stan Gerard on basketball.